What we just heard, it was from the gospel, but it could easily come from the 6 o'clock news. We hear in the news, as in the gospel, we hear stories of wars, insurrections, nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, sometimes within one nation. We hear impeachments of political strife, of separation, of things all going wrong in Western society. Earthquakes, and you add floods in Venice. There'll be famines parts of the world, plagues, illnesses, Ebola virus. The whole scare was not too long ago. There'll be dreadful portents, and then our Lord talks about persecutions. They'll arrest you and hand you over to synagogues and prisons, brought before kings and governors, and that's happening in today's time. In parts of the world, Christians are being persecuted for their faith. And we're even hearing of problems within our own little circles, of problems within our families, betrayed by parents, brothers, sisters, and by relatives and friends. There is a strife within families, strife within friendships, people no longer becoming friends with each other, people growing far apart. It seems that life is full of these kind of things, and it's not new. It's all the way from the beginning. Our Lord is speaking this 2,000 years ago, and throughout all of history, it's been the same thing. We look at problems. There are problems in the Middle Ages, the so-called High Middle Ages. There's still some issues, struggles between the kingdoms and the church. And you go any further, there was the bloody French Revolution, where priests and nuns were being executed. But it was a huge persecution against the church. What started out as a revolt against the poor there became this giant rejection of faith, and became a very violent, bloody rejection of faith. Many martyrs. In fact, the Sisters of Saint Joseph. They have some of their sisters were martyred in that time. And then we go to more modern times, and we hear of all these wars. In the 20th century, there were two big world wars. And I heard a lot about this history as I went on my pilgrimage a few months ago. For some of you may have heard, I went on a pilgrimage in September to Hungary, Austria, Czech Republic, and Poland. It was a spiritual pilgrimage with a group of 20, a number from this parish. And one thing we discovered when we were there is that these countries saw their fair share of trouble. They saw their fair share of wars. All were affected either directly or indirectly by the First World War. You got the Austro-Hungarian Empire fighting against the England and France, and then you look at Poland. And Poland was a country that saw its more than its fair share of troubles. For 123 years, that country did not exist. In fact, it was divided up amongst three different empires. In World War I, two of these empires were warring against each other, so you had Poles fighting against Poles because they were on different empires. And then in 1918, they finally get their country back, only for it to be invaded by the Nazis in 1939 and have that oppression. And they're liberated by the Soviets, who only in 1945, only to have communism imposed on them, which was another oppression for them, up until 1989 that it finally fell. And you look at Czech Republic, had those same troubles. They were invaded by Nazis, and then they had the communists. The communists were very, very stiff in the Czech Republic. And then Czechoslovakia, very brutal regime. And Austria was led into a false promise that the Nazis would bring hope, and it ended up being a very brutal for them as well. So history always presents us with troubles. Even here in Canada, we're dealing with a lot of issues that happened here. At one point in history, there were a lot of wars going on. There were these different empires were fighting with each other. The Seven Years' War, the French, there were in the U.S., and there were a lot of wars as they were founding their country. So it seems that in life, there's no fair share of trouble. But we should not be worried about this, because our Lord tells us, do not worry. He says, when you hear wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. And later on he says, not a hair of your head you will perish. By your endurance you will gain your souls. So in other words, Jesus says, don't worry about this. This will happen, but it's part of the plan. It's not part of the plan that God is doing this, but it's part of the plan that these things must happen. But they'll end. Wars will come. Illnesses will come. Trouble will come. But these will end, and God will remain. Just hang on to our faith. Our faith will carry us through these troubles, even troubles within our own lives and with our families, or even with ourselves, our health, or whatever we're struggling with. If we hang on to our faith, that will carry us through. I look at the example of, again, Poland. They got through all these troubles. It was their faith that carried them through. They held on to the faith, not just for their national identity, but for their security and for their comfort, knowing that this too shall pass. These empires come, empires go. Leaders come, leaders go. Our Lord remains forever. Our faith carries us through. God is forever. And so today we're called not to be worried about these things. These things will happen and they will end. New things will take their place and those will end too, and so on and so forth. The only thing that will last is Christ, our faith. We have our faith in Christ that will carry us through. Talk to people that had sufferings in their lives. They said no matter how hard it was their faith that kept them strong. And so today we're called to hang on to our faith, because it is by our faith that we hang on to what's eternal and not to be afraid of what is only transitory.